In Kuntes Achen, Lahav and Mashakosa of Piet Chaim, the Alter Rebbe explained so far three advantages that the act of the mitzvah has over the kavona, the love and fear that a person feels for God. The first was that since the kavona, God's intention is that the physical world be elevated, and the act of the mitzvah involves the physical world and elevates it more than the spiritual feelings of love and fear that a person has in his neshama, that's why the act of the mitzvah is more crucial than the kavana. The second thing is that it's not only the purpose that the act of the mitzvah fulfills more than the kavana, but it's also the mitzvah itself contains a level of godliness, the essence of godliness, more so than the love and fear or the understanding that a person can have. Because the neshama, with its love and fear, is not on the same level of godliness as is the object of the mitzvah, like the esrog, for example. And the third thing that Alter Rebbe said was that the godliness brought down into this world is also greater in the act of the mitzvah than in the neshama. Because that which the neshama reaches, that godliness which the neshama reaches, in its love and fear, it can't contain in the physical. It can't bring it down. Now the Alter Rebbe is saying a fourth thing. And this is for Vav Kislev, the sixth day of Kislev, in Kuntes Achen. The eight days, and another advantage that the act of the mitzvah has over the kavana, shehazei hadibur midivrei chachma ilo einei meilid. Because speech, when a person speaks, even the highest levels of chokhmah, it doesn't give birth, it doesn't create anything. But the seed that comes from the keli of chokhmah ilo, it has the ability to give birth, to create. And it creates something out of nothing, the gam hamshachas chachma ilah klula bo, and then the chachma ilah is contained within that seed, within that birth, within the creation that comes from it. V'hatam, and the reason is mitnei shebo nimshach muhusa v'yatzmusa the chachma ilah, because the essence of chachma ilah, the essence of the divine wisdom, not just its body, its properties, but its essence is expressed and drawn through this seed of the keli of chachma ilah. Mash'enkin bedibur machshava, whereas in speech and in thought, v'afilu ba'askolat ha'secho be'ezu chachma, even the comprehension of some chachma, just as it is in the physical, that the seed comes not from the spiritual part of the brain, but from the physical, from the keli of the brain, and only that has the ability to create and reproduce. The same is true also in the spiritual worlds, that the eyes of the svira can't reproduce, can't create something out of nothing, whereas the keli of the svira has the power to reproduce. Whereas speech and thought, even chokhma, which is much more spiritual than the kelim, yet the spiritual can't reproduce and can't create something out of nothing. So when a teacher teaches, he doesn't create a new being. He merely reveals and shares the light of wisdom. Whereas in the sharing or in the giving, the hashpa of the seed, there's an actual creation of a whole new being. In chachma, there's merely an expansion and an array, a shine, from the essence of the seichel, v'haseichel hu ha'oro levush lemuhus ha'nefesh, and the seichel itself is merely a garment, an array of light from the essence of the nefesh. and so you're getting a doubly removed light. Whereas in the seed, there is contained within it of the essence of the neshama, and that's why it can reproduce a whole new human being. And that's why it gives birth and recreates itself literally, a full human being. And this is the difference between the Aveda of the angels, who are created out of the kiss, out of Nishikin, compared to the Neshama that is created from the Kelim of Atzilus. Ahakelim da Atzilus nasim Neshama l'biyah. However, the Kelim of Atzilus become the Neshama of the lower worlds of Bri Yitzirasiya. The hill called Chilu Rechimu Sichlin Hein Kimalochim de Neshikin. And that's why the love and the fear that is born out of intellect in a Neshama is like the angels that are created through the kiss. Meha'oras chitzeni is the chabad v'biya. From a ray, a revelation of the external part of chabad in the lower worlds, the chabad of Atzilus, in the lower worlds of Bria Yetzirasiya. The kiss, the neshikin, is a sharing of spirit to spirit. It's a ruchnizdike combination, a ruchnizdike joining. And that does not reproduce. That can't create something out of nothing. And that's why love and fear that come from intellect are like angels, because they are spiritual matters. In the fear and the love that a person has, there is only the external part of Chabad revealed in the lower worlds. The reason being, because the pnimius of Chabad, the essence of Chabad, cannot reveal itself into the lower worlds other than in the kelim of the lower worlds. Hayerdim lamata, that descend downward, ketipas ha'odam imechem. Just as the seed that a person gives, with which a person gives birth, is a physical and lower level, and that's where the essence of the neshama can express itself, because the birth comes from the essence of the neshama, and yet it comes through the seed. So the essence of the neshama expresses itself dafki in the seed, which is the most physical and the lowest part of the brain. As it says, the neshama cannot see the pnimius of chachma, the pnimius of godliness. It sees only the chetzenis. Whereas in the kelim, there the mehus, the essence, is revealed. In the Hayem Yem, for the sixth day of Kislev, Vav Kislev, the Rebbe writes, Amur Omar, my father said that Kriya Shema Sha'al Hamita is in Ze'er Anpin, Videvidui Vaskedem Tseis HaNefesh Mehaguf. The saying of the Shema before going to bed is a minor vidui, it's a miniature of the vidui that is said before the neshama leaves the body. Now Yemol geit meshen in ganzen avek from Yizid. But then, when the neshama leaves the body, you're leaving the marketplace completely. On es endik tshen de mischer von ayin la seisam. And then, the work is finished, and you can no longer do any business. On in kish meshal amita. But in the vidui, the confession of the Shema before going to bed, from yeder nacht halt men noch in mitten yirid. When you say the Shema every night, you're still in the middle of the marketplace. Um in kenach eftan, and you can still accomplish great things.